Humanitarian strike in 64 was the worst thing that ever could happen to this country, because until today we have never recovered from that.
It was bad times, but at the same time I think that the opposite of that was that it was very creative.
The military coup split the Brazilian music scene. Many leading Brazilian performers had left the country to take advantage of the continuing bossa nova craze in the United States. Those who remained were divided between musicians who ignored politics and left-wingers who argued that bossa nova should change to represent the realities of the new Brazil.
The form was okay, but now we have to add something, and that was the content, some content in the, we just couldn't speak only about love and flower and the smile. Bossa nova would only talk about the sea, and we thought that we should have more social content inside the lyrics.
Nara Leão, who'd been known as the muse of bossa nova, became the face of this new protest movement. Instead of singing about love and the sea, she now chose songs about hardship, or a lament written by a black singer from the northern farmlands.